in their piece, the callous COVID cruelty of our ruling class by Julie Kelly. That's about sums it up. But it doesn't work unless the sheeple go along with it. Unfortunately, the sheeple are Maybe there's some cracks in the armor. Now, with the cold wave that is somebody who told me a couple of days ago, King Dude, did you see that polar Arctic vortex is back? And I went, oh, you mean it's going to get cold again? No, it's going to get worse than cold. It's a vortex. It's coming. Well, this is a term that they made up. This vortex thing. They made this. It's not a vortex. It's not a cyclone. To me, a vortex, something's got a center. In any event, it's going to get, and it's getting, as cold as anyone can remember where they live. You know, you go to our chat room, Crusader, go to the Crusader Stadium. All Crusaders, I want all of you to report in right now in the Crusade Channel, official community. What is your current temperature and what is the high going to be today? Right now, it's 45 degrees in Mandeville, Louisiana. What's the high for the day? 46. So we're at our high. It's not going to get any warmer today. I told Mrs. O'Connell, you want to tell everyone what you told him when I told him it was going to get down to 19 degrees on Monday?
I said I'm calling out sick. I'm letting you know ahead of time. Go ahead and make an arrangement.
She got the cold flu. I don't do below freezing. When you report your temperature in, we need to know where you're reporting it from. And there we go. The Baron of Gregory Land. Northern New York is 31 right now, 22 forecast for the high. This vortex is, or this massive cell of cold air, will descend upon the people of southeast Louisiana. Let's see here. The high temperature today is going to be 46. Tomorrow, Saturday, 46. Sunday, 46. On Monday, 41 with a low of 19. We're in the subtropics here. For heaven's sake, it's sugarcane growing season. Sugarcane growing season. Look, all the people popping in the chat room. Are you people out there in... Where is Winter Park? Is that in Colorado? And it's going to be in the 8th? No, it's not. No, it's not. Oh, Winter Park, Florida. Okay, Winter Park, Florida. Colorado Governor... Paulus confirmed Colorado's first case of the new COVID-19 variant discovered in the UK. The person in the man is a man in his 20s with no travel history. A day later, the variant strain was confirmed in Southern California. The Biden administration therefore is considering whether to impose domestic travel restrictions, including on Florida, fearful that coronavirus mutations are threatening to reverse hard-fought progress on the pandemic. It will, if they can manufacture news and fake scare scenarios, fake shamdemics, like the one that they manufactured, until they are told no or they run out of ammo, they're going to keep doing it. There is no force on earth that is going to stop these people other than people withdrawing their consent. And like the ape in the Planet of the Apes, that's where we are now. We're just a bunch of governed apes. Like Caesar the ape holding your hand up and going, no. Outbreaks of the new variants, including a highly contagious one first identified in the UK, as well as others from Africa and Brazil, that scientists worry can evade existing vaccines. What? Wait a minute. Scientists dealing in the sciences. Used to be they dealt in facts. Now they just worry, and we must all worry with the scientist. If the scientist is worried, then you should be worried. You putrid little orange man, bad orange person citizen. I read the evidence. You can find it at off-guardian.org. I'm trying to remember her name. Mrs. O'Connor will find the story and throw it up in the chat room. Wrote a piece about it a couple of days ago and goes like, okay, what is the evidence for the new strain variants? Guess where the primary evidence comes from? Niall Ferguson. Wait a minute. Isn't that the guy that said 4 million people were going to die in the U.S.? That's the one. Niall Ferguson is the primary source, and the Imperial College of London is the same ones that said 4.5 million dead in America, 2.5 million dead in the UK.
There's now a new strain of the corona of COVID-19, and Niall Ferguson has discovered it.
Yes.
Has discovered it, and it's even more lethal and deadly than its predecessor because it has a new little gene unlocking gizmo that unlocks new parts of your immune system and goes in to destroy them, unlike anything ever seen in the history of the human race.
Okay, what is the evidence for that? You know what the evidence for this is? It's circumstantial. They're guessing. They're using circumstantial evidence and then doing these extrapolations again. The same ones they did to say 4.5 million dead in America, which ultimately scared then President Trump into doing what he did and starting the Corona Hoax Task Force. Discussions in the administration over potential travel restrictions do not target a specific state, but focus on how to prevent the spread of variants that appears to be surging in a number of states, including Florida and California. Quote, there are active conversations about what could help mitigate spread here, but we have to follow the data of and what's going to work. We did this with South Africa and we did this with Brazil because we got clear guidance, the White House said. But we're having conversations about anything that would help mitigate the spread, the official said, referring to discussions about new travel restrictions that could target the spread of the UK mutation in Florida. So if you're in Florida, you can't leave. That's what that means. You leave. You go to a port of call, even in the United States, we detain your butt. Put you under lock and key and throw you in a COVID prison, basically. That's what they're talking about. You know, my take on this is do it, Biden. Don't talk about it. Do it. And single out a couple of states while you're at it. Be the biggest boost to independence movements since the robbery at Brown's robbery at Harper's Ferry. Yeah, people that will go, okay, that's it, we're done. Like I was telling daughter number two, who's been living in Massachusetts now for almost 2 years, and the libtard evil is getting to her. She was trying to argue with me like this about it. I said, okay, well then, we really then should have no public contact whatsoever, dear daughter. No, Dad, that's not what I'm saying. But yes, you are. Yes, you are. You got strep throat when you were little. How'd you get it? Were you just walking down the street on the way to school or whatever, and he just kind of attacked you? How'd you get it? You got it from another kid. Why should we allow strep throat kids out there? Why should you allow gingivitis, kid? You have bad breath. Hey, send that fat kid home. He smells. There must be something lurking beneath his fat skin. He stinks. The UK variant known as B117 has recently surged in Florida, where over a third of all cases in the U.S. have been identified. You know, Governor DeSantis talked about this last summer, and he was, of course, castigated by the demonic Stelter media. Hey, like that, Stelter media. By saying maybe Florida should stop doing testing. What happened to the tests? Stop. You do realize that someone is paying for all these tests, right? This is a transfer of wealth from the people that have it, what little we have left, to those that want it and are never satisfied with what they have, the Bezoses of the world, all empowered and adored and worshipped by Biden, the Biden regime. Two federal, back to the Miami Herald story, two federal government officials underscore that no policy announcements are imminent, and then any move to restrict travel or impose new health measures could be taken in partnership with state and local governments. No decisions have been made. Now, they're, okay, can I translate that for you? They think they have the authority to do this. Saying that no decisions have been made implies that you have the power to make the decision. And you're just deciding the fate of these poor people. The White House officials said, no decisions have been made, but we are certainly having conversations across all government. He pointed to current guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, encouraging Americans to stay home and only travel for essential, in other words, remain the prisoner. Don't you dare go out and converse with another human being to have any human reaction, interaction whatsoever. We want you talking to our digital machine so, you know, we can, like, monitor it.
The absolute grab from government here is just, if you can't see the progression, you're not awake. You can't, you have 0.0 brain cells in your body. It was, don't leave your house, mask up, only 14 days. And now it's gotten all the way to the point where you can't travel anymore.
He's talking about, we have the digital media file yesterday, regime leader Biden said, and if we have to wear these masks to stop the spread another year or two. Year or two? He said it through the mask. No one can understand him, but he said it. Year or two? The travel industry. Now, the airlines would never do that, TKD. The airlines are bought and paid for by the federal government. There is no airline that would exist today without massive government bailouts and subsidies. This nonsense about Southwest Airlines makes such a great profit. Okay, let it start paying for its access to airports and runways and remove all the subsidies from every airport in the U.S. and let's see which ones actually survive. Let's see if you're still free to move about the country. I'll bet you that you aren't.